possessed is the correct word to use in that description.
You should be calling that priest, guys.
Some thoughts probably should not be said out loud, but I recorded mine.
Hey guys, it's Mara, and welcome back to the podcast where I share my thoughts with all of you on the internet. I did it backwards. I'm gonna keep it.
I like it.
I'm not redoing it.
Switch it up.
So today, the day you're listening, it's October 1st.
Ooh.
So Allie is here for spooky season.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
And it's also our 2-year thoughtversary.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
My gosh. I'm crying, guys. You just can't see it.
Nice wink. So in honor of just 2 years on the podcast and spooky season, Allie is going to throw down the entire month of October.
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready to have a break.
Is everybody ready
for spooky season?
I'm ready to have a break. I understand.
Just a break.
I'm always down for spooky content. So.
We normally do a wholesome spook.
Yeah, but not anymore, friends.
Not anymore. We are going hard.
Did you see the little ghosties I had up my walkway?
No, because it was dark.
Oh.
And I was walking really fast.
Oh.
I saw someone on a bike that was scaring me.
That was the Amish.
And it scared me a little bit. So I was really running fast into your house.
She didn't even look up.
I was moving very swiftly. Oh. Speaking of swift,
oh,
I have a wholesome spook for you before get into the real spook.
Okay.
So I saw, you know the giant skeletons from Home Depot?
Yes.
That I want so bad.
Absolutely.
But cannot afford.
Yeah.
That's above my tax bracket right now.
Aww.
I saw one on TikTok. Or maybe it was Facebook. It was definitely Facebook. They were not moving. And there was like a big one holding like a little referee thing. And then there was another one that looked like a sound check person.
Okay.
And then there was a little skeleton.
Cute.
With a wig and a microphone. And it was Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
But then in the audience was Taylor Swift's new boyfriend, Travis Kelce, as a skeleton.
Are they dating? Are they dating?
I think
dating?
So. I mean, they never, like, confirmed it, but she went to the game.
Okay. They could be going on dates, but not dating.
Yes, that definitely could be a thing.
But there's a difference.
I am delusional, and I think they're getting married.
Yeah, like tomorrow.
Like, that's it. End game. Yeah.
Game.
You like the game.
Football game. End game. Game. Football.
What? Wow. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. So end podcast. That's all we needed.
That's it. That's the whole cast.
Amazing. Not
TikTok is going to eat that up.
Yeah. They're going to love that. Okay.
Take it away, friends.
All right. So it's spooky season. So I think today would be just fun to read a spooky story. I came across it kind of on TikTok, like, we find all of our good information in America.
This entire podcast is based off of things that I saw on TikTok.
It is. Yes. I listen. But I've like seen the, like, you know how like they're in parts sometimes? So I've always seen part one and then just like I'm invested, but I haven't been like invested enough
to yet go through
to, like,
and find
to go
it.
Through.
Sometimes you know? It's not even on the profile.
Yes.
Have you like, ever
it's
did
been,
that?
Yes. It's been difficult, or it was one of those things where part two hasn't been uploaded yet.
Oh, of like course.
That. So
like for part two.
Yes, exactly. And I hope the algorithm brings me back always, you know?
Sometimes I forget.
It's okay.
I normally forget. There's so many part twos I've forgotten.
Yeah. But that's okay. If you can sleep at night, then you're fine.
You're right. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I needed that.
Exactly. So I found the whole story on Reddit, and I'm going to read it to
you. So was the part one good enough?
Yes.
That you had to dig? Or was it just there? Did it come to you?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I was interested enough to remember it and then be like, I need to Google this.
Like, this needs to be talked about.
Yeah, because I liked the fun pictures. But I think a lot of you who are listening are going to know what I'm talking about and probably may have not seen all of the rest of the parts as well. So, are you ready to hear just like the little like intro, like words.
Okay, give me the intro.
Okay. My wife has been peeking at me from around corners and behind furniture. It's gone from weird to terrifying.
Okay. Oh.
Sounds odd.
Yeah. Like, what's going on in that house?
Yes. On TikTok, there are pictures, so it is creepier. So,
ooh, there's nothing worse than a dark hallway. Listen, I've been
as I stare into mine, thanks a lot.
My back is to it. I don't know what's back there.
I'll let you know.
I'm seeing the reflection in a window.
That's true. That's worse. Uh-huh. That's worse. Are you ready to dive into this story?
I am.
Okay.
Sorry about the hallway. That's what the picture reminded me of, like the dark pictures of the hallway, and there's like a tall, skinny thing in there.
Ugh. Stop.
Yeah, I don't like that. Anyway, have fun looking that way.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks. Okay. Ahem. I will make mistakes, everyone. Ready? My wife, Lynn, and I have been together for 6 years and married for 11 months. Our entire history together has been very normal, and never once have I noticed any weird behaviors or red flags. That's good. Yeah. I can't stress enough how out of character this whole thing is for her. Lynn is very kind, intelligent, and thoughtful. She's always been the no-nonsense type of person. Being childish or trying to scare me is not something she'd normally do. She doesn't even like watching horror movies. When we first started dating, she agreed to watch The Shining with me because she knew how much I loved horror. She was so scared that she didn't even make it through half of the movie before we had to turn it off.
She sounds lame.
Have you ever seen The Shining?
I have.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wow.
I really liked it.
I love The Shining.
It was good.
Red rum, man.
Yeah, I also saw it in like this big theater thing with all these people, and we were served like red rum.
That's amazing. Was that the Robbins Theater?
It was. My dad went with me.
That was recent then.
Uh-huh. Like within the past 2 years.
Why didn't you take... I was probably pregnant.
I think you were actually.
Yeah. Probably was.
And that is terrifying. Go on.
That is the spookiest part of this episode.
So scary.
Anyways, she had to turn it off. She isn't into anything creepy, and she has never been into pranks either. It's just not her cup of tea, and that's fine. But that's what's so strange about this. It's just so unlike her. I should also add that she's never had any mental health issues. As far as I'm aware of, it doesn't run in her family. You know, it runs in ours.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
it runs in ours.
It's mental illness, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least we're funny.
9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have known some people are able to hide their mental health problems.
Not us.
But in 6 years we've been together, I think I'd have seen some sort of sign. 2 months ago, I was in the kitchen making myself some coffee before work. I was running a bit late that morning and knew I would have been able to make it to Dunkin' Donuts for my usual morning fix.
Okay, yeah, as one should.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely following.
You get along great with the main character so far.
No, I think we'd be homies.
Yeah. I took a sip of my coffee as I hurried down the hall towards the front door when I happened to notice Lynn peeking at me from around the corner ahead of me. I could only see her eyes and a strand of her long dark hair hanging against the wall.
Hate it. Something about dark hair makes me a little nervous.
Yes. What is
like,
that?
I think it looks bomb, but also like when it comes to scary movies and stuff, when like someone's like dark hair.
There's never a blonde creepy lady.
No, because we're dumb.
No, you're not. You guys have more fun, okay?
It's so much fun. That's why.
That's why.
We can't participate in that. We're too busy having fun.
Right. Anyways.
Sorry about that.
Okay. She needs comedy to get through the horror, guys.
I really
She's that type of person. So, yeah.
She's peeking around out the door or something, yeah. Dark hair.
The rest of her body was concealed behind the corner. I nearly spilled my coffee when I saw her. I did burn the heck out of my lips. Jeez, Lynn, I said, wiping a few drops of coffee from my pants. You scared the heck out of me. She immediately popped out of view from like a little kid's perspective that had been caught. I heard her scurry off towards the living room, and by the time I got to the front door, she was out of sight. It was really weird and just totally out of character for her, like I said. But I also found it kind of funny that she was being more playful and a little less serious. I shouted that I loved her and called her a weirdo as I shut the door behind me, and I heard her laughing. Her behavior was a bit odd, but it certainly wasn't something to call a priest over. I forgot about it by lunch, and by the time I got home, she was her normal self. I didn't bring it up, and neither did she, and life went on.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Okay. So, like, a one-time thing. Were there any pictures at this point in the TikTok?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's there was a picture of literally, like, the eyes peeking out of the
corner. Nope. Mm-mm.
You know?
Gotta like, scroll.
Like, I drink this stuff up, and Mara's spinning it out. Like, she's like, no thanks. Are you ready to continue?
Yeah. Go for it.
I'm, like, loving this. Okay.
I don't like the fact that the hallway's behind me. Like, keep going. It's fine.
Nobody's here, which is even creepier.
Oh, great.
Anyways. The next incident happened 3 days later. It was around 2 a.m. and I had woken up to get a drink. I was standing at the kitchen island, jug of OJ in my hand, when I felt a strong feeling that I was being watched. I'm like kind of trying to use my creepiest like reader voice too a little
bit. You sound so serious and I'm like, ooh.
Thank you. Wow, what a compliment.
Like anyway. You're seriously reading right now. I'm really impressed.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, she's going to cut some of the mistakes I've already made, but it'll be fine. Okay.
They won't even know. They'll be like, this girl's good.
Yeah.
She knows how to read.
Oh, wow. Education.
That's why I'm not doing it.
For whatever reason, I looked down at the floor and saw my wife's smiling face staring back.
At the floor? Did that say floor?
It said floor.
Okay.
She was peeking at me from the other side of the island, staring up at me with wide, unblinking eyes and grinning.
Mm-mm.
Grinning like the Cheshire Cat. I screamed, I'll admit it, not out of irritation, but fear. For some reason, at that moment, I was scared. At the sound of my scream, Lynn scuttled backwards out of my view.
Ooh.
Her hands and feet smacking the tile floor as she hurried out of the kitchen on all fours.
No. Oh, ew. Sorry.
I didn't run after her, even yell after her. I just stood there frozen in shock, wondering what the heck had possessed her to do that.
Possessed is the correct word to use in that description.
You should be calling that priest, guys. Anyways.
Yeah, now's the time. First time, okay, let it slide. This time, uh-uh.
All fours, like running around like a dog? Like, come on. No.
The smile with like not blinking, that ooh. Mm. Yeah.
And the way she, like, she was on the ground.
Why?
Like, on the ground looking up at him.
I'm trying to like think, was she like all fours, like head turned, or was she just like laying there?
No, all fours, head turned, like crooked freaking neck, smiling up, and then the way she just scuttles backwards and doesn't even
I don't even know what a scuttle looks like, but it sounds unappealing.
Yeah, in my head, I kind of do.
Like quick, like.
Yes. Yes, like sloppily and.
Ooh. Just, disgusting.
Okay. Carrying on. It took me a little longer than I'd like to admit to go back upstairs, but I eventually did. When I got to our bedroom, Lynn was laying on her side asleep, or at least pretending to be. I stood there for a while watching her breathing to be sure she was really asleep. I had the feeling that she might jump out at me the moment I got into bed, but she didn't. I climbed into bed and she didn't even move. Her breathing was soft and deep, and I was starting to wonder if I dreamt the whole thing. The next morning, I waited for her to come down for coffee, and after handing her a mug and kissing her cheek, I decided to ask her about it. What was that about last night? I asked, keeping my tone light so I didn't offend or embarrass her. She frowned over her cup of coffee, shaking her head like she had no clue what I was referring to. You were peeking at me again from over there, I said, pointing to the spot on the floor by the kitchen island. She followed my gaze, and when she looked back at me, she burst out laughing. She laughed so hard that I couldn't help but join her. You creeped me the heck out sometimes, you know that? I said. She giggled and set her cup on the counter and wrapped her arms around my neck. You creep me out all the time, so I guess we're even, she teased.
Get away from my neck.
Right.
I'm about to be snapped.
Notice how I emphasized neck. We said our goodbyes and left for work. As I drove, I kept thinking about how creepy it had been seeing her grinning at me from behind the island like that. The sounds of her hands made on the floor as she crawled away, I told myself she was just trying to be silly, just trying to join me in my love of all things horror. It's not like I was afraid of her, but it still didn't sit right with me.
I'm afraid of her. I'll gladly admit it.
We'll see where this goes.
Okay.
I started seeing her peeking at me more and more. Sometimes she'd be peeking out from behind the couch or living room curtains. Once she even managed to get inside her grandmother's old trunk that sits at the foot of our bed. Gross.
Ew. Gross. Like peeking out.
Yeah.
Our grandma has a trunk at the end of her bed.
Stop. She does.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about, ooh,
Wow.
Picturing it in like a place that I like know.
Yes, that's familiar.
Even don't creepier.
Take it out of your head.
I can't.
Unpicture it.
I can't. It's there.
I'm scared for you now. You live next door to her. It's fine.
Her trunk is good. It's filled with like blankets and stuff.
It is. It's I've sweet. Seen in that yeah. trunk. It's that a trunk nice is trunk.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's a good a nice, vibe trunk.
A wholesome trunk.
It is a wholesome trunk. We love that trunk.
Yes, we do. Okay, go on.
I might not have even known she was there at all had the trunk's old hinges not given her away. Ew, so it was so squeaking.
Was she like looking through like a
I'm
little
assuming
thing?
She got in there and it was like she like peeked like the little
trunk.
Ooh,
so you just see eyes.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking. That would make sense.
With the little squeaking sounds.
Yes.
Ew.
Should make this into a movie. Anyways.
Ooh.
A short movie.
A short film.
Yeah, maybe we'll get it. Cast.
Please. I'll be the husband.
That leaves me the role for the wife. Dang it.
You get in the trunk, girl. I'm so sorry.
Dang it. I don't think I can get on all fours after having kids, it's man.
Scuttle away. Is scuttle the word?
Yeah, scuttle.
Yeah, I need you to scuttle.
We're going to use that word from now on.
Okay.
Ready?
Go ahead.
She'd had the lid propped up just enough so that only half of her face peeked through.
Yep, ow, there. Yeah.
She'd been grinning like an excited toddler. It was unnerving. I didn't even know what to say to her. All I could do was stare. When I finally found my voice, I asked her why on earth was she doing this. She didn't answer, but she had slowly closed the lid, shutting herself inside the trunk. I just walked away feeling disturbed.
As one should.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to turn around and walk, though. Like, I'd be walking, like, backwards.
I would like, take the
making sure she's not about to, like, jump out.
Throw it down the stairs.
Oh, lock it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she comes out of it somehow because, like, that seems like where this is going.
That's a horror movie, yeah. That makes sense. I didn't understand why she was doing it, but it clearly made her happy. I just hope she would tire of this game quickly. Lynn didn't peek at me for the next 2 weeks. I started to think she was done with her weird prank, and I was relieved.
Thank God.
Yes. Nice 2 weeks. We were watching a show on Netflix one night, and I jokingly said that I hadn't seen her peeking at me lately and that she must have given up her spy game. She looked.
Now it's going to come back to the next level. It's going to be awful.
Oh, no. I thought it was already awful, so.
Well, even awfuler.
Yeah. More awful.
More bad.
Yeah. More badder. I did on purpose, guys. I'm literate.
She's reading.
Yeah, I'm reading. Okay. She looked up at me with a small smile and said, maybe I've just gotten better at it.
No!
No, 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 no.
I feel feely.
I feel feely too, and I'm reading it. I didn't read this before, guys. Like, this is, like, first time, like,
my
too.
My eyes watered a little bit. Oh, I just saw my own reflection in the window and got scared.
Oh, no.
Like, I saw my head, and I was like, ooh.
Oh, my gosh, that got me. That got me good.
Maybe I got better at it.
Ugh.
Ooh, maybe there were times he missed too.
Ooh, stop.
Ew.
Maybe there's a hallway.
Oh, there's gotta be. I don't like that she's advancing.
Yeah, she's like a Pokemon next, like evolving.
She evolved.
Oh no. Ew. Okay.
I'm upset.
Ew, David. Okay. What was his name? Favorite. I forget. I don't think he ever said his name, but his name's David now. Okay.
David sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds right. Okay. I guess I'm going to keep going. Wow. I didn't know. I should have went to all the parts on TikTok. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm scared. Okay. For the next few days, I couldn't stop thinking about what she'd said.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As we too. All are now. Okay. Was she still peeking at me when I wasn't looking and I just hadn't noticed? And if so, what the heck was she getting out of this?
Yeah, what's ew?
I started to feel paranoid, constantly checking whether she was watching me from around the corner or behind a door. I was jumpy whenever I was home, and she wasn't in full view of me. I felt stupid and a little crazy. But after a few weeks without another incident, I began to relax. I stopped checking behind furniture and walls and told myself it was just a bad memory. Then a few days ago, things got much worse. No. Dot, 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 dot.
Oh.
There are dots.
It's about to get real.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Is there like a paragraph break?
Like
after the dots, like dot, 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 new
no,
paragraph.
No, he goes right into it. He's like, this is going to get
good.
He's got
to get it
like,
out
he's
now.
He's like, let's go.
All right.
Okay. He's full force into this. Okay. Lynn left to go to a friend's.
Great. I hope she stays there.
Yes. And I lounged on a couch and played a couple games on my laptop. Around 9 p.m., I hopped in the shower, and I was washing the soap from my hair. I felt that awful feeling that I was being
watched. I knew
watched.
It was going to be a shower curtain.
Yeah.
Like, you know, before you get in the shower and you have to, like, punch it or just, yes. like, rip that thing yes. open just to make sure. I felt like that was going to happen.
Yes. Everybody punch your shower curtains before you get in there.
Yeah.
Safety
you never, just, like,
first.
Straight deck it.
Yeah. Safety first.
So if there's someone in there, they're in the right hook.
Oh, God.
Okay, go on.
Okay. I slowly opened my eyes and almost had a freaking heart attack. Lynn was peeking from behind the shower curtain, her entire head stretched into the shower, leaving just her body outside. Her long, dark hair hung against the curtain, the ends dripping with water.
Ooh.
Her mouth hung open in a terrible grin, eyes wide and red, as if she hadn't been blinking for a while. I screamed and jumped back against the wall. She didn't move, nor did her smile waver.
Mm-mm.
Her makeup ran down her cheeks in two black streaks. She looked giddy and completely deranged. I was freaking terrified.
Ew, I like have it in my head right now and I hate it.
Ew. Yeah.
I hate it so much.
It is yucky. Okay, I'm a mom. It's yucky.
It's definitely yucky.
It's cuckas. Okay. We stood like that for a few moments, neither of us saying a word. Finally, after what we felt like forever, she slowly pulled her head back out of the shower, and I watched her blurry figure through the curtains as she moved backwards towards the bathroom door. A second later, the bathroom door slammed shut hard enough to rattle the mirror. I screamed again and jumped out of the shower to lock the door. I stayed inside the bathroom for over an hour. Maybe I overreacted to some of you, but jokes or not, I wasn't going to put up with the crazy crap anymore. That's what I kept telling myself as I paced in my bathroom, stopping to listen at the door every few minutes. Suddenly, I heard a muffled sound and I pressed my ear against the bathroom door. Straining to listen, I couldn't hear anything, but I envisioned Lynn standing on the other side of that door, giggling at her joke.
Ooh.
I felt a surge of anger. I was beyond angry at being made to feel scared in my own house and made to hide in the bathroom for an hour. All for what? Some joke? If it was a joke, it was an awful one. What the heck, Lynn? I snapped. This crap is getting really freaking annoying. I waited for her to apologize or to call me a jerk, but instead I heard a faint moan. So quiet, I wonder if she'd heard at all. And then complete silence. Lynn, I called out, not able to even hide the shakiness in my voice. I got no response, just my own heavy breathing. I swear to God, just freaking stop it, I yelled, pounding my fist on the door. I waited for her to cuss me out, something I would expect from me talking to her like that. I never screamed at her before, but then there was just nothing, just the occasional drip from the shower head. I won't deny that I was scared, too afraid to open the dang door and face my own wife.
That's real.
Yeah, that's my husband. Anyways, I waited another 30 minutes or so, which felt like a freaking lifetime when you're scared. I decided I was going to spend the night hiding in the bathroom. Oh, no. He said I wasn't going to be spending the night hiding in the bathroom.
I was like, I'm with you. I'm in there.
Like,
yeah.
Let's make a bed in the shower. There's towels in the cupboard.
Shower curtain, you know, yeah. Like wrap it around me.
Yeah. Anything but going out there. Anyways, guys, he wasn't going to do that.
He is not us.
Yes.
I think we would have lived maybe.
Maybe. Oh, I don't know if he dies or anything.
Oh, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Decided wasn't going to spend the night hiding in the bathroom. So I got down on my knees and peered under the door. I almost expected to see her face peeking up at me, but thankfully I didn't. I could see straight down the hallway to the
top. No!
I could see straight down the hallway to the top of the stairs, but no Lynn. I didn't know if I should be happy about that or not. I looked for a few minutes, waiting to see her head pop over the top step, but it never came. I stood up, my hands hovering over the door, and mentally prepared myself to open it. I slowly turned the lock with shaky fingers and was about to yank it open when I heard a sound that still makes me feel nauseous when I think about it. A moan louder than before, but this time I was able to tell just where it was coming from. I turned my head to the closet door.
She was in there that whole time.
As if in slow motion. Uh-uh. And locked eyes with my wife, who was peeking out at me from the slight gap. Her eyes were still wide as ever, and her mouth was hanging open in the most grotesque, gaping smile I'd ever seen. I didn't even scream. I was too scared for even that. Her hands were clasped to her chest, body trembling with sheer delight, as if she could barely contain her excitement. A short, raspy moan bubbled up from her throat, deep and raw, sending a shiver through my entire body. Somehow I found the ability to pull the bathroom door open and ran as fast as I could all the way down the steps, snagging my keys and my phone from the table in the living room before running outside to my car. I could hear her shrill laughter behind me, but I didn't hear it getting closer. I didn't bother shutting the front door. I drove away from the house faster than I legally should have.
Yeah, as he should.
Yeah. Shivering the entire time, either from fear or the cold, maybe a little bit of both, I hadn't grabbed a coat or even a pair of shoes. I was still in my boxers and my hair was still damp. I drove straight to my brother Chris's house about 40 minutes away, ignoring any and every call and text I got. I didn't check my phone until I was safely parked in my brother's driveway. Lynn had called 4 times and sent a flurry of texts, all wondering where I'd gone and why I left like that. I threw my phone I threw my phone at the dash in a rage, furious at her nonchalant attitude. My brother and his wife were surprised to see me, especially dressed in just a pair of boxers. But I told me to stay as long as I needed. Chris lent me some clothes and asked me what happened. I told him Lynn and I had a fight, but didn't go into the details. I didn't want him to think I was overreacting. Leaving my wife over a prank, even if it was a strange one, I mean, hadn't I encouraged her for years to lighten up instead of being so serious all the time? I had wanted her to relax and loosen up, but this was definitely not what I had had in mind. Okay. What do you think so far?
She was in there the whole time.
The closet.
Yeah. Ew.
He was in there for an hour in the bathroom.
And she was just there like, ew. Yeah, I can like picture all of this and I like really don't like her.
It's interesting because I wonder what you're picturing in your head and what I'm picturing
in
my head.
What are you picturing? Let's describe
like,
her.
Okay, so like the bathroom's attached to like the main like, you know, bedroom. Is that what you're thinking?
No.
Interesting. It's like a master bath.
You're going to hate this.
Is it my house?
It is.
Never mind. We're not talking about this
anymore. No, I have to. Why? But it's like a different bathroom, though. But it's set up the way yours is.
Ew. So I didn't do that to you.
Right where that hallway is.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. I should have never asked or stopped the story.
What do you think she looks like, though?
You know that movie promo, like the smile movie promo, kind of like the girl from that because of the grinning.
Yeah
Like dark hair but like more white. I think that girl's kind of tan, so like
I'm thinking like super pale.
Yeah, very pale, but like that kind of same like dark brownish hair. So yeah
I think she has those eyes that are like when they're open wide they kind of like bulge a little bit and it's like ugh.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I don't like any of it. I can't believe she was in the closet
for an hour.
Guys. But also I'm thinking like if she wanted to like hurt him, don't you think it would have happened like then?
I'm wondering how long she stays in these like weird little
like episodes, because as soon as he left she's like texting him.
She's like, where you at, brah?
Yeah, like why are you leaving?
Exactly.
Do you think she remembers it?
It has to be something attached to him, obviously.
So. Oh, maybe.
So as soon as he's not there anymore, she seems fine.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
You think
her.
She does this on her own? Like, she's like cleaning the house, and all of a sudden she starts smiling, and then she just snaps out of it, and then like,
oh yeah, it's definitely towards him.
It has to be.
Okay.
I don't know. I hope she's not doing this at work, guys. Okay. Can you imagine? Amazing. Okay. Carrying on. I tried to sleep on their sofa, but my brain wouldn't let me sleep. Every time I closed my eyes, I saw Lynn's face staring at me from inside the closet. Knowing she'd been in there with me the entire time made my skin crawl.
Yeah, me too, dude.
100%. She never left the freaking bathroom at all. Instead, she slipped inside the closet and slammed the bathroom door shut to fool me. Why did I pause like that?
Wait, now I'm trying to think. Do you think she slammed the bathroom door, or do you think she slammed like the closet?
The closet in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So he like screamed or whatever, and then she went in the closet and just slammed the closet door, and then like slowly
it wasn't
out.
The bathroom. No, I think that there's a closet in the bathroom now.
No, me too.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out if she slammed like the door, like the entrance to the bathroom, and then got in the closet, like he said, like to try to trick him, or if like the whole time she just like slammed the closet door and then slowly came out.
I don't know.
She is getting good.
She is. Oh,
don't.
Sorry. I glanced at my closet down the hall. It's literally right there in the middle.
The way I almost just climbed in Allie's lap. I was like, I'm coming over there.
She saw my eyes like dart.
I wish I could have seen my face in that moment, because I knew it was like, what's going on?
Her eyes got really big. Okay, where was I? Okay. The mere thought of going back home gave me anxiety. I tossed and turned, unable to sleep. Chris ended up giving me a sleeping pill so I was able to get a little rest. My sleep was filled with terrible dreams, all of Lynn's smiling face.
Ugh.
I woke up just as the sun started to rise. My sore body ached from the sofa and I felt drained. I knew I'd have to call Lynn at some point, but I didn't know what to say to her. I wouldn't be going home unless she gave me her word that she'd never do any more creepy stuff. I just wanted my wife back. Her normal, serious self never looked so good to me. I was contemplating calling her and telling her that when that familiar feeling came over me, I was being watched. I was staring at the ceiling, my heart in my throat. I didn't want to look away, but the longer I ignored the feeling, the worse it got. My eyes drifted away from the ceiling almost on their own. Her face was pressed up against the window beside the couch, staring down at me with the same gaping smile. Drool dribbling down her lips, leaving two long streaks down the glass.
No.
I didn't know how long she'd been there, but something told me she'd been there quite a while, possibly all night.
Ew! Where's the brother?
I don't know. Great questions.
Don't go out there.
Yeah. I didn't bother screaming, though. I was afraid anger trumped any fear I felt at that moment. I jumped up from the couch and pounded my palms against the glass. Lynn, are you crazy? What the heck is wrong with you? Just go home, I shouted, now. She didn't move, and her ghastly expression never changed. If anything, her smile only grew, as if she had been more elated. I could hear Chris and his wife moving around upstairs. As if Lynn couldn't hear from the other, I could hear Chris and his wife moving around upstairs, as if Lynn could hear them from her place outside. Her head twitched slightly in their direction. Ew, twitched. Gross. And she began to close her mouth slowly. Chris called her name from upstairs, obviously concerned. I turned to see him and his wife, Rebecca, hurrying down the steps. When I turned back to the window, and Lynn was gone. The only sign she'd been there at all was the two streaks of drool still dripping down the glass.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
So the brother and his wife
were upstairs.
Yelled for Lynn.
Hang on.
So like maybe they finally saw her too? Or they're going to say that
called,
he's insane.
Oh, did I say her? Chris called his brother's name from upstairs. Okay. Obviously concerned because he was banging on the window.
Yeah, and like screaming.
Okay. If I misspoke, everyone, I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm connecting the dots right now because I just don't like any of it.
She's like, I need more context. Okay. I tried explaining to Chris and Rebecca about waking up to see Lynn watching me through their window. They were skeptical. Who wouldn't be? Chris and I went outside to the spot in front of the window.
Why?
But there were no footprints in the dirt, just a slight indent. Animal, probably, Chris guessed. And I didn't argue. You should have.
Okay. Explain the window. Yeah. The drool.
Right. He and Rebecca.
DNA test it. Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
Get to the bottom of this.
Right. He and Rebecca assumed I dreamt the entire episode, but they didn't understand. And I was too tired to explain it to them. I called off of work that day and turned my cell phone off. I didn't want to face Lynn. Just talking to her was too much for me at that point. I really started to believe something was irreversibly wrong with her. That no matter what promises she made, we'd never be the same again. The thought saddened me to my core. I cried most of that morning. By noon, I figured I was ready to contact her. Give her one last chance to explain herself. I could at least give her that after 6 years, I told myself. I turned my phone on and saw the dozens of texts she'd sent, all from a seemingly concerned wife. Can we talk? Question mark. I love you. Please call me. I'm really worried. Can you answer? Just come home. And more of the same. All texts telling me she loved me and she wanted me home. How worried she was. A dang one addressing the crazy stuff she pulled. Like she hadn't been acting like a character from a Stephen King book. Even her texts were different. She normally texted novels just to tell me to pick up a loaf of bread. You'd think she'd have more to say to me after her bizarre shenanigans. I know it probably seems childish to some of you who are miles away from this situation, but if you saw the way Lynn had looked at me, how she scampered away on all fours like some wild animal grinning at me from inside the closet like a lunatic, then I think you'd find my reaction was warranted. I ended up staying with Chris and Rebecca for another night. I didn't wake up yesterday until after noon, and thankfully I didn't see Lynn's face watching me through the window. I don't want to pry because it's not my place, but is this fight something that can be mended? Rebecca asked. She'd made us both a sandwich for lunch, and I knew she'd wanted to breach the subject without seeming to be nosy. I don't know. She's like a different person, I said. Choosing my words carefully, I still wasn't ready for her and or Chris to know the full extent of the craziness I had been dealing with. People change, Ben, but she's still the same woman you married. Maybe you both just need to talk through your issues. Whatever's going on, I'm sure it can be fixed, she said. Ever the peacemaker. I think it's beyond that now. I don't think talking would help. I just don't trust her, I said. The words stung in my heart. I missed and loved my wife, but how could I live with someone like that? Living in constant fear didn't sound too appealing. Lynn loves you. She has to be absolutely crushed, she said. I don't know about that, I said. Well, she certainly seems like it to me. I've never seen her so upset, very much unlike the Lynn I know, Rebecca said, shaking her head sadly. It took a full minute for her words to really sink in, and when they did, I felt dread worming its way through my skin. Gross sentence.
Ew.
Right. Wait, what do you mean you saw her? You saw Lynn? I asked, my mouth suddenly dry. Rebecca nodded casually, as if the fact wasn't nightmare fuel. Maybe for her it wasn't. Does that confuse you?
A little.
Okay.
Like, I think that...
Rebecca saw Lynn.
Yeah, they must have, like, met up at some point.
Okay.
I'm thinking, like, why he was staying there. Maybe they went and, like, met and she was normal.
Yeah.
Which would make sense. Because if she's it's, like, towards him. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. We should have just kept bringing it.
Okay. We probably should have.
Yeah. She stopped by this morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Just after Chris left for work, she said, cleaning the plates from the table. I didn't see her car, though. Maybe she took an Uber or something.
Oh, no.
No, she didn't leave, girl.
She didn't she leave. Got good.
She got good.
And she said she got good.
Yeah. She didn't leave. She was at that window and didn't leave.
And she was in that house. She's had to have been.
She had.
Well, she went in to talk to her, right? Or something.
I mean, she went to the door, but like, girl, she was there.
She was there that whole time.
She was there.
Ew, so she's like getting normal or something to text him.
Yeah.
Unless he's just having visions.
Oh my god. I hope this just like turns into like a bad trip. Okay. Anyways.
Please.
Right. Beck, what did she say? Did she come inside? That stutter was in there, guys. I asked, sweat starting to break out on my forehead. I began looking around, examining corners as though a predator lurked behind them. No. She just asked if you were awake yet, and I said that you weren't. I asked if she wanted me to wake you up, but she said no. Just let you sleep. She said it was what she said as she washed the dishes. Oh. That's all. She didn't say anything else, I asked. No, she looked awful, though. Like, she hadn't slept in days.
Ew.
I think you should call her. I got up from the table and thanked Rebecca for lunch. I felt a little bit better at the knowledge that at least she hadn't come inside. Still, I needed to double check that the doors were locked. I sat for a while trying to figure out what to do next. I didn't want to go home, but I felt like I owed it to Lynn to help her if I could. Hadn't I sworn an oath to love and honor her through sickness and health? Clearly, she was very sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the head.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
Yeah. If she was sick, which I truly believe she was, I had to try and get her help as she needed. But I didn't even know where to start. I didn't want to call the police. And besides that, what the heck was I going to tell them? That my wife was peeking at me? That she's been being creepy? As bizarre as she's been, she still hadn't committed any crime. Not yet, anyway. The police,
I don't like that. Yeah, the foreshadowing.
Yeah, foreshadowing. The police would have probably said that I was overreacting, but this wasn't some prank. It felt wrong, dangerous even, like something sinister lurked beneath her smile.
I hate that.
Yeah. I knew as her husband, I was well within my right to have her committed, but what if she simply acted normal in their presence? She'd obviously been able to fool Rebecca into thinking she was just a concerned wife. As long as the doctors didn't find her a danger to herself. I said deranged because that's where my mind was.
She is definitely deranged.
As long as the doctors didn't find her a danger to herself or others, they'd have no choice but to release her after 72 hours. I felt lost and overwhelmed. So I did what any husband in my position would do. I called her mother.
Perfect.
Right. I didn't want to, believe me. Her mother, Marianne, and I were never on the best terms. We'd never fought or anything like that. She just wasn't a warm person and wasn't really easy to get along with. She'd hardly ever smiled.
Well, that's strange.
Yeah. And when she did, only her lips would move into a thin-lipped smile, leaving her eyes as blank as before. She gave off this aura that felt like she was permanently on the offense. I'd only ever met her twice, and both times were for such a short visit. I got the impression she didn't approve of me for her daughter. Lynn always ushered us out quickly, and she didn't want me to feel uncomfortable, which I was grateful for. Being in her mother's company felt almost unbearable, like walking on glass. I was glad when we moved 3 states away so we didn't have to see her often. I was happy to avoid the woman, but I needed her help. I really didn't want to talk to her at all, but I had to talk to someone, and someone who knew Lynn better than I did. So I grit my teeth and did what I had to. Yes, she answered. Already sounded irritated. I should have had a more irritated yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that was good. That was good, Mara.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Marianne, it's me, Ben. Do you have a minute to talk? I asked. I could hear her cluck her tongue in irritation. That's mean. Oh. Wow. Could you imagine if someone was like, yeah.
Like, you have no idea the type of possession I am dealing with right now.
Take your kid back.
Come pick her up. I'm scared.
I'm in the middle of writing some checks, but if you insist, I suppose I can spare a moment.
Is she writing checks? She could write me one.
Right.
Sorry.
If you're just handing them out, lady.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah. What is it that you want to discuss, Benjamin? She said coldly.
We just found out his name.
It's not David.
Aww.
Ew, Benjamin. Okay.
Even better.
Yeah, I liked that. Okay. It's about Lynn. She's been acting strangely, and I was wondering if you had any idea whether there was something. I was quickly interrupted. It's a bit difficult to follow your rambling, Benjamin. What is it that you want from me? She asked. I could almost see her standing there in her thin sweater and slacks, tapping her fingernails impatiently on the table. I wanted to know if you'd ever noticed any odd behavior or possibly any mental health issues, I asked. There was a long, uncomfortable pause that I couldn't tell was because she was just thinking or something else. Finally, after a few seconds, she spoke. I'm not sure if this is one of your jokes, Benjamin, but if so, I didn't find it humorous. Now, I do have business to attend to, like I've said, so if you don't mind, she said, but I cut her off before she could get rid of me. Marianne, it's not a joke. I'm sincerely concerned about Lynn's mental health. Her behavior has been very erratic lately. I'm very worried about her, and I figured as her mother, you would be as well, I said, in a frustration evident in my voice.
I'm really hoping that this mom, like, comes around.
I think she's in the know.
I think she does know.
Agreed.
Okay. My foot just touched, like, my own box that I put there myself, and I just freaked out.
Jump scare.
Yeah, myself.
By yourself. Mm. If you're truly concerned, then I suggest you get the health professionals involved. I don't know what you expect of me, she snapped.
No, she's letting me down.
Yeah, she is. Dang, come on, mom.
Like, know something.
Yes.
Not health professionals, a priest.
Yes, something. Some holy water. Chug it, Lynn. Okay. I could tell she was seconds away from hanging up, and for some reason, I was desperate not to let her. I had the feeling that she knew a lot more than she was letting on. Please, if not for me, do it for Lynn, I tried. I heard a faint, shaky intake of breath, as if she was trying to hold her steely persona together, but failing. Miriam, what's wrong? I started. Benjamin, I don't know what to tell you. My only advice would to go seek professional help. Do not call here again. Goodbye.
Ooh.
I tried to call out to her, but she hung up. I tried to wrap my head around the call and her refusal to help me. But if she didn't like me, why wouldn't she want to help her own daughter? I couldn't understand that. I tried.
She knows.
Yeah, she knows. She knows. After a while, I almost gave up until I remembered her last words to me. Seek professional help. She'd said those words with a bit of urgency. I could have just been grasping at straws, but no. I was sure her voice had changed ever so slightly when she'd said that.
Ooh. See, she knows. She knows. Yeah.
As if they were very important to say to me.
She knows.
She knows.
She's got to know.
She knows. She knows. Oh, she knows.
Ooh. I should just, like, put that song in
yeah,
there. That'd be so good.
Yeah. 100%. Like, clip that in. I think we should stop there.
I think we should.
Because that's a good... Like, this mom this knows something. Like, there's something going
on. I hope we
on.
Get a backstory.
Yes. Let's hope
How
it's a prequel.
How can you be married for 6 years?
And then, and, like, finally
this
something
just
happens.
Now happens?
Yeah. Ew.
Is it from watching
Oh, my
the
God.
Shining?
I've been married 5 years.
Girl.
Next year, John. I was no. peeking at you. Ooh.
Ew.
Should I warn him now? Prepare him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds nice.
Yeah, like if we give him a heads up. Like, yeah. What a nice wife you are.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy anniversary, honey. Anyways.
And it's right before, like, spooky season two. Ooh.
Literally, like, I just had my anniversary last week.
Amazing. Mm.
Okay. Dang, girl. That was creepy.
I don't know how to, I'm feeling a
what
lot
do you
of
feel?
Things. A
what
lot.
Do you feel?
I just want to know, man.
I see 100% still around that house or in that house somewhere.
You think?
100%.
I don't like that she looked like she didn't sleep.
Yeah. She probably just been staring at him the whole time.
Ew.
Gross.
Well, she said she was getting good. She did not lie.
Yeah. Wow. All right, guys.
This is a good spooky episode. Yay. Welcome to spooky season.
Yes, we can thank TikTok for this.
It
one.
Is not very wholesome this time around. We are
yes.
straight spooking.
Ooh,
straight spooking. New merch.
Yeah, straight spooking.
One of these
yes.
years, I'm gonna drop just Halloween merch, and it's yes. just gonna be fun.
Yes, I'll collab with you. It'll be amazing.
I like it. We made one last year too. What was it?
Wholesome spook.
No, that was our first year. Wholesome spook. Last year, I think it was like pizza and ghosts.
Yes,
it was something with pizza.
Ghosts and pizza or pizza and ghosts. Yeah. Something like
and
that.
And then this year, it's straight spooking.
Straight spooking.
We're going to have so many shirts.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Well, guys, you are going to have to come back next week for part two.
To see the conclusion.
And another spooky season episode.
Yes.
An entire month. I'm so excited.
Let's all pray for Benjamin right now.
Yeah, he needs some help, even though we thought he was David. He yeah. is actually Benjamin.
This is Benjamin's life we're talking about here, guys.
I'm scared for him.
Pray
that
for
mom
David.
Knows. That mom knows.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I need to know your thoughts on this.
Yes.
Send me some messages on the Instagram @_thoughtspodcast. Yay.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't, please give this podcast a rate on your streaming platform, and we will see you next week.
Yay.
Mwahaha.